It's difficult to get an accurate count of homeless Alaskans who sleep outdoors. The number without shelter has been tracked at a low 150 and a high 400. But that count is for adults. Alaska schools count the number of homeless children using a different standard and come up with between 3 and 4,000. That figure keeps Marilee Bates of Fairbanks Youth Advocates pretty busy. Bates and her staff run The Door, an overnight shelter for kids aged 12 through 18. The shelter can host 12 teens at a time, and last week was serving about half that. Bates says The Door has been open 2.5 years and is prepared for cold temperatures, but curiously, she's not expecting a rush of customers.
The kids, when it gets cold, the pressure cooker, the stress goes up, but wherever they are, they just kind of put up with whatever's going on. Whether it's safe or not, we'll see less kids because there's less movement amongst the kids. Home, school, home.
That home could be on a friend's couch or some other temporary fix. But Bates says her clients will tolerate abusive or unsafe conditions rather than risk coming through the cold. Bates wants the community to know teens can take a taxi for free to get to the shelter on 10th Avenue in Fairbanks. Across town on 26th Avenue, the Fairbanks Rescue Mission is expecting more folks to come in from the cold. Executive Director Rodney Gaskin says the adult shelter gets to or over its capacity of 140 on the men's side every winter. Right now, they're hosting just over 140 men and about 50 women.
We make room for people. There were times where we had up to 20 men sleeping in the chapel on the floor because we didn't want to turn anyone away. Right now, our numbers for meals are starting to increase, and that's usually the first indicator that our numbers are going to go up.
The mission offers free meals to anyone who's hungry, not just those staying the night. Extra cold temperatures will not change any routines at the rescue mission, and they'll be sticking to their policy of no tolerance for drunkenness. Knowing that, some people who are addicted won't come to the shelter, so the shelter staff goes to them.
Once a week, a few of my staff members go out to the camps. We provide gear, we bring food out, and it's not really to promote that lifestyle, but it's to sustain a person. And believe it or not, I don't know if this cold spell is going to push him into the building.
Gaskin says his staff is small, which makes taking on more clients a challenge. I'm Robin for KUAC in Fairbanks.